Rav Yudzayim Tzivtalin Dim lo yishoel Mota bimoyis hakshomim Marzirim oisoy Afo pish yishoel tal Abo yishoel mota Lo yital e marzirim oisoy. Even though by Asher Rav Moira Geshem is enough to say Moira tal, even though you left out the Geshem, because that's only just mentioning the concept that Hashem takes care of the water situation. But here it's a request. The main request in the winter is for the rain, and therefore if you left out saying Talabota, even if you said saying Tal, it's not enough. Yeah. Shapur says if you forgot to say saying Talabota, it's better not to say it immediately after the bracha, because the whole machlok is whether you yotze such a fashion. You should wait till Shemay Tzvila and say it, and Shemay Tzvila, everybody agrees over the Eved, works over there. Remind him before he finished the bracha, he should say it wherever he's holding. If he already said Kashon HaMatoivis, you should go back Uvor Shalaseinu Kashon HaMatoivis and then say Sein Talamotem. It's better to just start from Sein Talamotem and finish off from there. So that if one chaps himself towards the end of the bracha before saying Baruch Hashem, you should just go back to Sein Talamotem and finish off the bracha. Sifrei Em Lo Yishol Mota V'Nizka Koyim Shemeya Tvila Ein Machzir Lo Yisei. If he didn't say, if he didn't request Mota, and he reminded himself before Shmei Tvila, saying Talamota, it does not go back. If he's before Shmei Tvila, he says about Shmei Tvila. The Moya Tainis, it's talking about Aneinu, Yoyim HaShvila Koydim Aneinu. And Yoyim HaTainis, if you have to say Aneinu in Shmei Tvila, you should say this. Same Talamata before Aneinu. That's part of the Yikunus of Shemoneh Esrei. The Guru says the place you're supposed to say it is before you say Kiato Shemeya. That's the end of the bracha. Im lo nizka ad achal Shemeya Tvila. If you remind yourself after you said Shemeya Tvila already. Im lo oker rakalo v'fayz b'yav sashon. In other words, lachatri is supposed to say it in the Baruch Aleinu. If you ever say Shema Tefila, if you didn't say Shema Tefila, you don't go back to the Eved form of Shema Tefila. You go back to the bracha of Birkas Hashanim, Borei Cholim. Okay, Raklav Chayzer Roishet Tefila. Once he finished Shema Tefila, he reminds himself he has to start over Shema Tefila from the beginning. Hishet Tefila Sanei Roga Loim Tachnun Achat Tefila Sa. Abi Shadayim Okay Raklav Kukurim Tomi. The president finished all the requests he has after Tefila, and for some reason he didn't take the 3 steps back. That's already considered that. You finished the Shemar Esrei, and therefore you have to start Shemar Esrei over again if you do not yet say Saint Talamot in the time you're supposed to say. Then this guy, after Shechotim Shemeh Tvila, Koyim Shehisel Yitzei, remind himself after he said Shemeh Tvila before Yitzei, near Shemeh Saint Talamot, after Kach, Oymer Yitzei. That idea, that the concept of saying the Haskor, of the request of Saint Talamot, in between two brachas, so, in the case where he reminded himself right after the Prophet of Birkas Hashanah, we said, do not say it then, it's better to say it in Shemei Tefillah. But once you pass Shemei Tefillah, you didn't start the next Prophet, then the Shofanah says it's better to say it over there, so that you prevent yourself from going back and having to say the Prophet the second time. Also, if he reminds himself after Baruch Hashem of Shemei Tefillah, he should also end off Lamdeini Chukecha, which is a positive Baruch Hashem, Lamdeini Chukecha, say Saint Talamata and then say Kiyat Hashem Shemei Tefila and Baruch Hashem Shemei Tefila. Simen Kuf Yud Ches. Shiva Shavteinu Choysim Ba Melech Oyheid Toko Umishmat. That bracha we finished with Melech, a king who loves righteousness and judgment. If he said a Melech HaMishpat, he is Yotze the David also, even if he said it when he shouldn't have said it. Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur Choysim Ba Melech HaMishpat. And Rosh Hashanah, between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, that's actually true, but you say, HaMelech HaMishpat. Ramah says, Mi Yomomer, Melech Oyev Tzokim Mishpat, Ein Tzok Lachzor, Lo Yomim Lachzor, El Mokum, Shekol Hashan Oyimim, Okel Oyev Tzokim Umishpat. If you don't mention Melech at all during the year, which is not a minute, we say Melech Oyev. So since you mentioned Melech, then even though you said the regular Nusach of Melech Oyev Tzokim Mishpat, you would say even as actually true. The Shabru brings that since there is a Machloikis, if you are Yotzeh, if a person said Melech Oyev Tzokim Mishpat and he reminded himself immediately after he said Mishpat, he should say HaMelech HaMishpat also. That's only because Teuf Tei Diba, sorry, could still fix up the problem. After that, it's too late to just rely on the fact that he Yotze by saying Melech Oyev Tzokim Mishpat, even though it says